Chapter 10. Developmental Trauma, The Hidden Epidemic. The notion that early childhood adverse experiences lead to substantial developmental disruptions is more clinical intuition than a research-based fact. There is no known evidence of developmental disruptions that were preceded in time in a causal fashion by any type of trauma syndrome. From the American Psychiatric Association's rejection of a developmental trauma disorder diagnosis, May 2011. Research on the effects of early maltreatment tells a different story, that early maltreatment has enduring negative effects on brain development. Our brains are sculpted by our early experiences. Maltreatment is a chisel that shapes a brain to contend with strife, but at the cost of deep, enduring wounds. Childhood abuse isn't something you get over. It is an evil that we must acknowledge and confront if we aim to do anything about the unchecked cycle of violence in this country. Martin Teicher, MD, PhD, from Scientific American. There are hundreds of thousands of children like the ones I am about to describe, and they absorb enormous resources, often without appreciable benefit. They end up filling our jails, our welfare rolls, and our medical clinics. Most of the public knows them only as statistics. Tens of thousands of school teachers, probation officers, welfare workers, judges, and mental health professionals spend their days trying to help them, and the taxpayer pays the bills. Anthony was only 2.5 when he was referred to our trauma center by a child care center because its employees could not manage his constant biting and pushing, his refusal to take naps, and his intractable crying, headbanging, and rocking. He did not feel safe with any staff member and fluctuated between despondent collapse and angry defiance. When we met with him and his mother, he anxiously clung to her, hiding his face, while she kept saying, "Don't be such a baby." He startled when a door banged somewhere down the corridor, and then burrowed deeper into his mom's lap. When she pushed him away, he sat in a corner and started to bang his head. "He just does that to bug me," his mother remarked. When we asked about her own background, she told us that she'd been abandoned by her parents and raised by a series of relatives who hit her, ignored her, and started to sexually abuse her at age 13. She'd become pregnant by a drunken boyfriend who left her when she told him she was carrying his child. Anthony was just like his father, she said, a good-for-nothing. She had had numerous violent rows with subsequent boyfriends, but she was sure that this had happened too late at night for Anthony to notice. If Anthony were admitted to a hospital, he would likely be diagnosed with a host of different psychiatric disorders: depression, oppositional defiant disorder, anxiety, reactive attachment disorder, ADHD, and PTSD. None of these diagnoses, however, would clarify what was wrong with Anthony: that he was scared to death and fighting for his life, and he did not trust that his mother could help him.